Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Warwickshire, a podcast talking about all things Warwickshire and the people who make a difference here.
Tackling the cost of living crisis has become the top priority for organisations working with people across Warwickshire. As we head into the winter, there's concern over how people will be able to pay their energy, fuel and food bills. The Cost of Living Conference, organised by Warwickshire County Council, brought together representatives of charities, community groups, councils and businesses to hear ideas and plans on how to help residents and ensure collaboration means no one feels abandoned or alone. Heather Timms is a Warwickshire County Councillor looking after environment, climate and culture.
We've had quite a lot of experience in the last few years through the pandemic, through the Ukraine war, through all of that about responding to these kinds of emergencies and crises. So we want to really make sure that nobody falls through the gaps in Warwickshire and that they know absolutely where they can go and get help.
Brent Davis, Chief Executive of Nuneaton and Bedworth Borough Council, agreed it was important to bring all the different parties together to get more out of the resources and finances to really make a difference.
That there's just not enough cash in the economy as a whole, actually, to give the same amount of help to everyone. So I think we really need to work as organisations jointly to identify which members of our communities really need the most help. And I think there are ways that we can work smarter to do that. Having done that, it's then about us collectively making sure that those people are, you know, getting all they're entitled to and understand what's on offer there. And I think, you know, particularly some of the third sector organisations can really help with that genuine face-to-face discussions. Some people aren't as au fait with tech as others. So I think getting those discussions there, and something pops up and the person having that discussion thinks, well, I'm not an expert in that, but I now know that if I speak to this person at the county council or this person at the borough council, they can help there.
Manny Ketley, Chief Executive of Rugby Borough Council, said their contact centre was the first port of call for residents in her area. If they didn't have the answer, they'd be able to point people in the right direction.
Everybody's experiencing challenges, and of course everyone's personal circumstances will be different. But I think, there's recognition that many of us are in this together. And I think just that community spirit and looking out for each other that we saw during the pandemic is just so key right now as well. So that neighbourly spirit we saw, we need that now, don't we? We need to be able to ask our neighbours, how are they doing, that's what we're seeing in rugby.
Councillor Andrew Day, leader of Warwick District Council, said residents in his area, as in others, are feeling the pressure.
They're having difficult kitchen table conversations, facing a crunch, effectively, between what they know and are confident about in their own income and rising costs and how they square that. And I think that anxiety is creating more uncertainty in a funny kind of way. So what we're seeking to do is to offer some points of confidence and reassurance that we will get through this winter as we've done through COVID, and we will be there to support them.
Steve Maxey, Chief Executive of North Warwickshire Borough Council, hopes the conference will bring momentum and new ideas to the plans his local authority already have in place.
There's a lot of common themes. We're around energy, around housing, around food. One of the things that's striking me is that we often have a discussion in other topics like health around the wider determinants of health. It's the wider determinants of the cost of living crisis that I'm interested in. This is not so much a crisis of cost of living, but a crisis of inequality and vulnerability. And clearly from the north of the county, we feel that sharper than most. So I think we need to continue to look at all those wider determinants of cost of living, like housing, like energy, like work, and similar sorts of things.
Before the conference, delegates were asked what they consider to be the priorities in dealing with the current crisis. The themes which were most important were ensuring support and information was easy to access and widely promoted, practical support for necessities such as food, energy and travel, targeted support for vulnerable people, the working poor, and those experiencing mental health issues. Access to education and employment opportunities, and a view that long-term systematic change was needed rather than focusing solely on the short term. The impact of the crisis on health was discussed as a priority during the conference too. Glenn Burley, Chief Executive of South Warwickshire University Foundation Trust, George Eliot Trust and Wye Valley in Hereford, said a number of NHS staff were already using food banks and patients too were struggling.
There's lots of evidence to show the long-term health impacts of poverty, but also there's some real short-term issues. So examples of patients not being able to make it to hospital appointments for some really quite critical things because they're worried about the cost of transport. And so we need to think about how we can make sure that patients access the services they need, but also do things to ensure that people have the opportunities that they need in order to develop themselves as individuals, but also to look after their health. Particularly with us, with an increasing frail older population, I worry about people not putting their heating on or not eating properly and resulting in admissions.
Dr. Shade Agbula, Warwickshire County Council's Director of Public Health, said the cost of living crisis can shorten the years we live in good health. She said in Warwickshire, life expectancy for women is around 80 to 82 years old, but healthy life expectancy is 64 years old.
It will increase the risk of respiratory conditions, long-term respiratory conditions in older people, asthma in younger children, all of that impacts on health and life expectancy. The risk of malnutrition, because we're unable to buy good nutritious food, that would impact on our ability to remain healthy and increase your risk of contracting illnesses. If you haven't eaten well, if you're not well nourished, then your immune system doesn't function as it should and you're more prone and more predisposed to contract illnesses and disease that can shorten your lifespan. So all of that work together to reduce life expectancy.
Warwickshire County Council had launched a levelling up agenda to iron out inequalities across the county. Rob Powell is Warwickshire County Council's Strategic Director for Resources.
I think the cost of living crisis will make it a bigger challenge, but it makes it more important to address it. And so we need to keep a focus on reducing inequalities, improving social mobility, building strong communities, and tackling the net zero agenda. And we're working with the district and borough councils to build local plans for levelling up. And obviously the cost of living issues will feed into how we prioritise, but we can't lose sight of the long-term challenge of levelling up across the county.
Meanwhile, employers such as Warwick University are keen to play their part. Andrew Todd is the university's director for regional engagement.
So obviously we have a responsibility as a major employer in a university. We've got a responsibility to our staff and our students, but we also have a responsibility to our local communities and we want to be a part of Coventry and Warwickshire. So this has been a great event for us helping to convene, but actually to support the County Council and other partners in having this discussion.
Warwickshire County Council has launched a microsite on its website, which includes information on grants, local welfare schemes, businesses which can help, and warm hubs where people can go not just to keep warm, but also to prevent isolation and loneliness. Monica Fogarty, Chief Executive of Warwickshire County Council, believes bringing together all the key agencies and listening to what communities need is the way forward.
A lot of common themes emerging, one being that the help that's needed in one community might be very different in another community, and that this needs to be a real community-driven and bottom-up approach, but that us as public and large agencies, we can actually bring to bear our resource to enable that. So it's not about us pulling the levers all across the county, it's about us working with the people who are best placed to help and support each other locally. And was referenced several times today that, you know, we did this so brilliantly during COVID and we're going to do it again. We are doing it again. So it's been fantastic, a really great event, and everyone's buzzing at the opportunity of making an impact.
We've heard about the many different things which contribute to the impact of the rising cost of living. The districts, boroughs and county councils have created a website with lots of useful advice and signposting to support available. You can find this at www.costoflivingwarwickshire.co.uk. That's www.costoflivingwarwickshire.co.uk.
Let's Talk Warwickshire.